It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Log.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I know that I've given this great coverage, but you three, as in Jimmy, Wombi and yourself, all had a birthday last week. So it took up a lot of my week.
And you did great to cover all of them. I'm happy with how you handled my birthday.
You're welcome.
Wombi's pretty pleased with the way you handled his birthday.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah.
No, Jimmy was stoked. And do you know what? So when we had some mates over on the weekend and, we went out to Brewery Colo, which was great.
Yeah.
And then we came back to our house. And then, so there were a few of our mates that hadn't been to see the house before.
Mm.
So they were walking around or whatever. And one of our mates is like, oh my God, these flowers are beautiful. And Jimmy's like, yeah. Loggy got them for me for my birthday.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh. And then my other mate's like, did you get him flowers? And I'm like, yeah.
Mm.
And they were like, what? Oh, wow. Oh, that's, yeah.
How very progressive of you.
No, well, I just like, so I got, I actually went to Moolap.
Yeah.
I went to Fork and Flower.
Yeah.
Right? Which is like the cafe slash floral. That is great in there.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It's a couple of good, those, you know, cafe florists.
Oh, man. The chick in there, I wish I got her name.
Flower
she was
farm?
So great.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I chose like three individual bunches. And then I'm like, can you like
make them one bunch?
Put him into that thing for me? Yeah. And she's like, yeah, cool.
Did you blow your whole birthday budget on?
No, exactly. That's what I mean. They weren't. It was like $30.
Good to know.
Crazy good.
Fork and?
Flour and Moolap. Well done, team. Well done. Yeah. I hope you do that on the regular because then otherwise people are just going to come in and be like, can you? I'm so sorry.
I want the
$30
Loggy deal.
No. I'm so sorry.
Hang on. I see what's happened here. Hi. No. Loggy from the radio.
No, it wasn't like
I'll
that
give
at
you a
all.
Plug.
But I just, and then I was speaking to my mates over the weekend and they're like, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, Jimmy got really liked his flowers. I'm like, they're really nice. And they're like, you got Jimmy flowers for his birthday? Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys need to get flowers as well. Let's not forget the guys.
I think I've only ever had one bunch of flowers given to me and that was Carly. It gave me a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
A bunch of flowers.
He loved them. Would love them as well.
We'd had a disagreement. She felt bad and so.
Oh, nice.
She brought me some flowers and I was like, oh, that's lovely.
That's lovely. I could have had a six pack.
No, well, partly. No. I did like it. It was a gesture appropriate to the situation and I think it was, you know, like the right move. But it was nice. It was a nice touch because I've never been given flowers before.
That makes me so sad.
Why?
That there's guys out there that have never got flowers. I mean, obviously, there's probably girls out there that have not got flowers as well. But just because, you know, I mean, everyone deserves flowers.
Do you know what we should do? We should do it like get someone on board, maybe Fork and Flower, whoever, and do flowers for guys, like bunches of flowers for guys that have never.
Bunches for blokes.
Yeah, bunches out for the boys. Blooms out for the boys.
No,
blooms out for the boys.
Let's work the title.
Blooms out for the boys.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Maths has been huge, and because of the public holiday, it's been quite a long wait for us to chat to this guy because on Sunday there was a commitment ceremony.
Yeah.
Last night he got in trouble for going out with Du Bois. And we are very lucky to have Jake back on the phone and joining us this morning. Morning, Jake.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Thanks for coming back on the show. We did speak to you a couple of weeks ago, and at that point we didn't know that you had spent quite a bit of time in the Geelong region. Now, Loggy lives in Ocean Grove, and I've been led to believe that you also have a place in Ocean Grove. Is it in the good part of Ocean Grove? Because that's where Loggy says she lives.
I don't.
How far from the Dean?
I'm basically a local down there. I've been going down Ocean Grove since I was 13, but I'd say in a good area.
Yeah.
Good area,
Ocean
it's
Grove.
All good,
I, yeah,
isn't
I was
it?
Down there over the weekend, so it's beautiful.
Ah, very nice.
Were you in that traffic on Saturday morning trying to get down here that I was driving against going up to Melbourne?
No, I came out Friday night.
Nice.
But I was at the OG bar the other night, which was good fun.
Oh, get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did people notice you and stuff?
Yeah, it's starting to get to that point now. So people come up and say g'day, and it's, I'd rather people come up and say hello rather than just stare at me. It's very awkward.
Yeah, snigger and take photos and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So obviously, it was nice to just kind of show back around the the traps and.
Look, there's a little thing called coronavirus. I'm not sure if you heard of it.
Yes.
The borders are a little bit tough at the moment with Perth and Victoria.
Okay.
Yeah. So this explains a lot about Beck's disposition, maybe, you know, because she has been called the Ice Queen. Her borders are closed, you might say. And, do you know, I guess on the couch, the experts, you know, love them or hate them, they kind of really backed you up and told her straight, look, you're being
dreadful.
Yeah, pretty much. How was that? Are we seeing the real Beck that we're seeing? Obviously, by you sitting on the couch and saying all those things to the experts, it seems like we're getting a pretty good indication of what she is like. But is there something that we're missing?
Yeah, it was a good spray, wasn't it? By Johnny Boy on the couch.
Yeah.
I think everything I spoke about on the couch obviously happened. And Beck was there talking about it as well. I think it's disappointing in a lot of the editing and stuff like that. Beck and I, we did have some fun. We did have a lot of laughs. But I do say that with editing, they can only work with what they've got. And if you're going to be a certain way, then they're going to edit you in a certain light. So I feel like right now Beck is obviously finding out that, being a certain way isn't necessarily going to come across how you might think originally. But look, Beck and I are right now in the experiment are just starting to find our feet, which is taking a little bit of time and a bit frustrating as well.
Yeah.
So you guys are part of a couple on this show, but you're also part of a group. You know, they're all the couples and you kind of get to know the guys and you become mates and then you guys go out with the boys instead of, I don't know, what you're supposed to be doing. Did you see this kind of Coco Cam thing unfolding?
To be absolutely honest with you guys, we had no idea in terms of what was happening behind the scenes. I think the next episode's coming up, there's a little bit more of a talk of us as a group kind of just having a bit of a matchmaking scene, I guess, where we talk about Cam and Coco being a good match. Because we were under the impression that their relationships just were not working at all, you know, so we'll kind of try to play a bit of love match, I guess. But yeah, we absolutely had no idea what was going on behind the scenes with them catching up. No one knew they caught up. And things like that. So, it was a bit of a shock to us all at the end of it.
Now, there are some rumours getting around this morning on the Daily Mail that wine gets thrown at some point, maybe even in this week. I know you won't be able to say much, but did you manage to throw a wine? Because I've never thrown a drink in someone's face and I kind of feel like it would be really fun.
It would be a waste, wouldn't it? Nah, look, there's no wine throwing on my behalf at all. It's something I've never done in my lifetime, and I find it quite childish, to be honest. So, not from me.
Maybe next time you come down to OG, me and you can throw a wine in each other's faces just to say that we've done it before.
As consenting
friends.
Adults.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. We could meet at OG Bar and we could just throw some wine on each other.
Yeah,
well,
deal.
It'll have to be the OG Bar because at the Barman Heads Hotel, there's a photo of Loggy behind the bar and she's not allowed to come back.
It's not true. Not true, mate. Don't listen to the hype.
All right, Jake, awesome to chat again, mate. We will have to get you in the studio next time you're down. It'd be cool to have you here and actually catch up.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'll pop in, guys. Say good day.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Old school weekend. Can't feel me face.
That's the Australian version.
if you ought to see me t-shirt.
Can't feel me face. Ouch.
I've seen the Min Min lights and none of yous believe me. Check it out on our Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I know this is going to freak you out, okay? And I know that you're going to get all awkward and uncomfortable, but I just wanted to know what you would do.
Okay.
Okay, I had one of two options.
Yeah.
And so I don't like telling you too much about this.
You find a bush, or you wait until there's no one around and you dig a hole?
I've only ever done ones. I've never done twos.
Okay.
Never.
All right.
And I find it really liberating when people can be like, oh, I'm just going to go off into the – good on you. That's amazing, because I need like perfect silence, essential oils, a lute playing. Like, I need to be left alone.
But what about when you're camping for a week? Do you just float in the ocean?
No, you go to like an outhouse thing.
Oh, okay.
But I still am just like, Anyway, so, okay. Last week, maybe I didn't do, you know, good proper adulting the way that I should have, okay?
Okay.
And I had a bit of a week last week, and then there was, you know, there were birthdays,
yep,
and there were things on, and I left things by the wayside.
Sure.
Okay? And then we're out on the weekend and stuff was happening, and these are all excuses. But what happened is that I realised that I hadn't done my washing at all.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I haven't been in this situation before.
Is that why you wore your pajama Metallica t-shirt 2 days in a row? I'm convinced you slept in it the night in between the 2 days.
I didn't. I promise I didn't. But I did wear it 2 days in a row. But look, I got a fresh t-shirt on today.
Good on you, mate. Thanks. With the Metallica t-shirt underneath.
No, okay. Not true. But what I do have underneath is what I want to talk about.
Mm.
So I didn't have any underwear.
Mm.
Okay? And so yesterday, I know, I'm sorry, but yesterday the only ones that I had were like these, you know, like ones that I just would never wear, and you buy them for an occasion, okay? And you're like, I'm only going to have to wear these for like an hour and then that's it.
Right.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, so all day I was just in pain, just like, oh, God. I just hate, like, you love it. I know how much you love lacy nicks, but I just can't do them. Yeah, they're just really annoying. You love the way it feels against your skin, and I get that.
Well, it's just cheeky.
And I can't do cheeky because cheeky becomes wedgy on my body, okay?
Yeah, right.
So it's just, anyway, I was dealing with that. And then I'm like, well, what do I do? I either go to work with no undies on, or I ask Jimmy to borrow a pair of his.
Oh, okay. So you're wearing Jimmy James's boxer shorts.
So I've got like
Bonds on. Yeah, good choice.
And I feel, yeah. You know, I mean,
were they clean his?
They're clean. Yeah. They're clean.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, I know. But do you know, like, all right, comfort.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. You're a silky boxers guy though, aren't you?
I'm a satin. Oh, my God.
With Daffy Duck
on
it.
Just quickly, I mean, we're well over time. No, I have had to start wearing shorts to bed again.
Why?
Just because the child is getting to an age where, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm doing that, and I've got all these cotton boxer shorts that I sleep in.
Yeah.
But I hadn't washed them, so I had to grab whatever the next set of shorts were in my drawer, and I've not used them for years. And I pulled out these satin boxer shorts that I slept in the other night, and they've got Lionel Richie on them.
Oh, my God.
And on one leg, and on the other leg it says all night long.
So hang on. Is that substituting undies, or do you have undies under the shorts?
No, that's just
substituting. That's substituting undies. Yeah. Look at us. We're quite a pair.
I just think that instead of saying all night long, they should say, it's I'm easy.
No. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.